Did you understand what I was saying? That what mood we should have? And I'm just trying to repeat, to emphasize why we are coming here. We are not coming here to get knowledge for the sake of knowledge. We are coming here to hear submissively. That is why we are coming here. I'm just trying to reiterate that point. And I'm not saying to hear from me. I'm not, for the record, I'm not mentioning that I'm that person. But what I'm saying is true. We must develop this greed to want to hear. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, when someone asks, why are you creating so many mats, Bodhi mats, so many temples he's creating, why? Then this is the answer he gave. So that when the public comes to this mat, when they hear Krishna Katha, right, what is going to happen to them? They will lose faith slowly, not often overnight, of course, it will depend on our faculty. Over time, they will lose faith in what they are doing outside. They will lose faith slowly. Initially, we have so many questions. Are you sure or not? This is the goal of life. So many questions will come, but when the sadhu speaks with so much conviction, or when we do anukita, slowly, it will go into the heart. Then we find, then you start having doubt. That will be good. Once you start having doubt in your activity outside, this mud is working. So slowly, we want that doubt to increase and more conviction in this. That's what we want. So over time, that's what we want to achieve. So we must always, that must be clear. So I'm just trying to reiterate this point. So, become focused why we are coming. Okay. So this verse, I'll speak what little I know, what I've heard, I'll speak. Okay, this verse basically talks about two different classes of people, categories of people's ability to traverse or to travel, right? Their ability to travel and how far they can go and whether they require visa. Whether they can do borderless travel or not. How much borderless, or the extent of borderless travel they can do. So, you have two types. Two basic types. You have the transcendentalist and you have the materialist. And the transcendentalist and the materialist, right? The materialist divided into further two types and the transcendentalist two more categories, right? So the materialist first, Sri Prabhupada uses the word twice. He says, either gross or subtle. So materialists who are either gross materialist or subtle materialist. At the end also he says, the speed of the transcendentalist can never be attained by the gross or subtle materialist. Also earlier on in the fourth or fifth line he says that. He says the same thing. So who are the gross and who are the subtle materialists? So the gross materialists are the scientists, the agnostics, who do not believe in God, right? They are making NASA. They created NASA so that and make rockets and shuttles so that they can explore, go beyond this earth. So that is the gross materialists. They do not have any faith in God. So then you have the subtle materialists. Who are these? So these are those who are attracted by the flowery language of the Veda. These are the karma kandai. The ones externally looking like very, very religious Baba. I'm going to temple. No. That's us. Going to temple, looking very religious. So very religious. But full of karma kanda conception. Full of only wanting to enjoy Kuti results. In particular this one, I was getting carried away. So in here he's talking about those, we hear in Bhagavatam and in 9:20 and also the fourth chapter, where it says don't be attracted by the flowery languages of the Vedas. So these people, they see, wow, you mean if I do this, I can go there. these people, these are the karmakandai, these are the subtle materialists. Why subtle? Subtle because they, many of them don't even know that they are actually leading, it's actually a material path. And that's why Dharma Kojito Kaitavo. We reject, this Bhagavatam rejects such Kaitava Dharma. This, what is Kaitava? Cheating religion. What is cheating? What is the religion that is considered cheating? Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. All this considered cheating by Bhagavatam. This Bhagavat path rejects. Ha! No tinge. That's why Amala Puranam. No tinge. Why we call, Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam? Why Amalam? Why no Malam? Because it has no tinge of stool. Like, Amalam. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Completely rejected. No, they don't want. So that's why it's Amalam, Puranam Amalam. Okay, coming back. So that is subtle materialism. So where, and subtle materialists can go, they can go to an, they have such to further more extent their borderless travel, they can go up to at most Swarga Loka. At most. So actually the seven planetary systems are Bhur, which are planetary systems Bhur, Bhuvar, and then Swarga. Right? After Swar is Mahar. Mahar, Janas, Tapas and Brahma Loka. What is it called? Satyaloka or Brahma Loka. Yes. So you see Bhur, Bhuvar and Swarga. So the gross materialist will remain in Bhur la. Cannot go beyond, we think I'm gonna mark light rail, So then but those who are affected by the flowery language, they can go up to Swarga. That's what Shri Prabhupada says, They can go up to Swarga. That's the maximum that they can go. That's the word. They can go, they cannot go beyond Swarga. Right? Janaloka, it's not the Janas. Cannot go beyond Swarga. Swar means Swar, in Swarga, long life, beautiful damsels, there's a lot of wine, different types of wine available, all is available there. Right? So that's the gross, or that's the materialist. You have the gross and the subtle. So then now the transcendentalist. So transcendentalists are the yogis and the bhaktas. Right? Those who want minimum, at a minimum want to merge into the Brahman. So here, in particular, they're talking about, Srila Prabhupada talks about, he says, and how far can yogis go? They can go beyond this Varga, they can go, the above three, which are Mahar, Janas, Tapas and Satyaloka. And some, actually we have heard only one, can go all the way to, surprise, surprise, Vaikuntha. They can go to Vaikuntha, or at least I know one, Prabhupada mentioned, Durvasa. It's actually quite interesting to know that Durvasa, who is not Bhakta, he can go to a place where there is no Kunta. It struck me. I don't know. I don't know the answer, but it just struck me. It's interesting to know that someone who is a Nishkami, who is not a Nishkami, right? That means who has desires other than wanting to serve Krishna, is actually able to go to Vaikuntha. Okay, at the end of the class, someone can say something about this because it is something. So they can go borderless travel. They've got their ticket or rather their visa allows them to travel further up to the covering of this land, up to Satyaloka. But yogis like Durvasa, they've got even spiritual border also they can surpass. They can go to Vaikuntha, they can see Narayan. They can go up to Narayan, Narayan's place, you know. Durvasan did it. Huh? So, but the bhaktas, the transcendental spacemen, they go all over the place. We have Narada Muni, the one we always talk about, and also the Acharyas, you know. Their heart bleeds seeing all of us suffering in this material world. You know, their hearts are bleeding. So either Krishna tells them, or they themselves take it on feel on their own accord. Oh, all these living entities, they are suffering. They are all actually parts and parcels of Krishna. Like you know, I am part and parcel. So all are parts and parcels of Krishna. So they are suffering. And I my heart bleeds. No, I don't feel this way when I want to do, you know, service to invite devotees or you know, go for book distribution or whatever. I say, oh, another day, should I go, I hope it rains, then I may not go. So many reasons. Where's the compassion? No compassion. There's no hope. But that those pure devotees, those devotees in Goloka, they have real compassion. That means it's not a fly-by-night compassion. That compassion exists all the time, and it's real compassion, not an external show. Right? Their heart is bleeding, so no, I'm going. Even if I get one, very good. You know, the pure devotees come, they give to all, hoping to get only one. If they get just one, they consider their mission completely successful. Because they can give so many millions and millions of food, millions food to so many people. Compare that with just getting one person back to Godhead. It's a lot of difference. It's a lot of difference. This is what Bhakti. A lot of difference. The sadhus are those coming from there, they are liberal, they give to everyone. But they only hope for one. Just if I can just say one pure devotee who can go back to Krishna. That's all they want. So much gallons of blood they are shedding. So they can travel transcendental spacemen. I thought, you know, this verse talks about this borderless travel, right? What came to my mind, my puny mind, is this Durvasa Katha. You know, where Srila Prabhupada says that we went for 1 year. We went from the material world all the way to Vaikuntha and back within 1 year. So, I just want to relate that story. Many of you know the story, but let me repeat it. No. Hope I will get some joy out of it, and hope others will also. So, let's talk about this Ambarish Durvasa Katha. Ambarish Durvasa Katha. Ambarish Maharaj is a great devotee of the Lord. Okay, so what I'm going to say comes from the ninth canto, the fourth chapter of ninth canto. Fourth chapter. And I've heard some of these verses being recited a number of times. And now I have some more affinity towards these verses. So, you know, if those who know the verses don't please sing along, please chant along. Okay. So Ambarish Maharaj is a great devotee of the Lord. He's the emperor. He's the Raja of the Raja. Putting you to sleep, am I? He's the Raja of the Raja. Right? He's the emperor of the whole world. But, and he has so much opulence. Unlimited opulence he has. You know, he owns the whole world. This world, he owns everything. So much opulence he has, including so many land, people, everything. But he was not attached to any of these things. He was not attached. Because he knew that all these are temporary and they will all be overwhelmed. all overtaken by time. That means they will all go one day. So he fully realized. He knows this as a fact. And he leads a life realized of this fact. Right? So, and being a great devotee, you know, his glory, this verse in that chapter 18 to 20. So please chant along. Many of you must know, I think. I've heard. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo vacham divaikunta gunanu babhane karau harer man diramav janadishu shrutim chakara chutasat kathadaye Mukunda lingalaya darshana drishau tadvritya gatra sarshenam sangamam granam chatatpada saroja saurabhe srimat tulasya rasanam ta arpite adau hare ketra pada nusapane shiro rishikesha padabhi shiro rishikesha padabhi vandane kamam tadasye nasukam kamakam yaya yato tamasloka janas rayarati. Let's go through, very nice. It took a long time for me. So maybe others when they quote, one person I definitely have heard is Devaki Prabhu has quoted this several times. And many times I did not go and refer, but roughly what it means, but it's very nice. Savai mana, Krishna padara vindo. So he uses his mind, mana, right? For what? To always meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. Padara, Krishna padaraya vindayo, lotus feet of the Lord. Then vachamsi, word, vachamsi. So what is he uses word vachamsi vaikuntha gunanu varnane. So he uses word to do Krishna kirtan, not limit, do glorification of Krishna's pastimes, glory. That is called Krishna kirtan. Kirtan means not only our chanting, Krishna kirtan means speaking Krishna katha. In short, then karo. Kara, the hand, your looks like hand, kara. So, karo hare, mandir, marjanao. So, clean, so he uses his hand to clean the temple. Somehow, due to some good association, I'm able to learn this. Trying to learn, if we just focus on those words, initially it will be very slow. But once we start picking up something, then when we see it again, I become excited. Because, I know that. Then that's how you develop some taste for the verse. It won't become just a mechanical recitation. But you actually, like Srila Mahavishnu Maharaj says, what is the word you use? You chew on the verse. We want to do that. Then it's not a mechanical thing. Like some Westerners, they cannot chant nicely. But they know the verses and they enjoy more than us only knowing the tune. There's a lot of difference, You may not know the tune, because Westerners, but they know the meaning and they are able to relish. That's more important. We want that. So and now we've got two stones. You can hit two stones. That means we maybe have the affinity, natural ability to do the tune. So now get into the meaning also now. You understand? It's nice. I'm just sharing. I'm trying to learn myself. Shrutim, the year, Shrutim, Chakarasita Satkatadaye. So here's for what? Word for speaking Krishna Katha. Here's for hearing Krishna Katha. Right? This is talking about how Maharaj Ambarish was using all these senses, you know? So just put things in proper perspective here. So Mukunda Lingalaya Darshane Darsha, the eye. What was the eye used for? Mukunda Lingalaya Darshane. So to look at deity forms and also to all the holy places. Am I right? Lord and holy places. Seeing the Lord and the holy places. That's what you use your eyes. That's what at least he used his eyes for. Huh? Then Tatvritya Gatra Pashe Anga Sangamam. The body. Huh? For touching, for embracing other devotees. Something I forgot, I had not do. So I'm trying to change. I see this going on, but no, I'm trying to appreciate it. Granam chatat pada saroja saurabhe. Granam, the tongue. No, granam means what? Granam, nose. So nose for what? For smelling tulsi leaves that are offered to the lotus feet of the Lord. Srima tulsi rasanam arpite. So, and rasanam is the tongue used for. These are all of our favorite. Taking Krishna prasad is one. Taking Krishna prasad. So tongue, vaka, Pada, the feet. He used his feet to travel to holy places. Where the Lord has displayed, manifested Leela Kahani. You go there. And just don't go there. Or rather, sorry, I'm just instructing what he was doing. He goes to the holy places. And to the temples of Lord Hari. Sira, the head. He used his head to always bow down to the Lord. Kaman, his desire. What did he use his desire for? No other desire, only to serve the Lord. So at the end of that translation, indeed, Maharaj Ambarish never desired anything, Anya Bilasita, for his own sense gratification. He engaged all his senses in devotional service, in various engagements relating to the Lord. This is the way to increase attachment for the Lord, right? And be completely free from all material desires. This is actually something. Who is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj? Son of, yeah, Sukadev. Yeah, Sukadev Goswami is saying. But so this, you know, this is what Prabhupada has given us in his gone. How to become attached. Attached to what? How to become more and more attached to the Lord? By engaging our various senses in Krishna's service. Isn't it? Krishna has, you know, Prabhupada, you know, is actually injecting this into our life. Am I right? Yes. Okay, so this is a description of how he used to live his life. So that's why he was a very great devotee who is not attached to all this material thing. I didn't know. So far. So anyway, moving on. So he and his equally qualified wife took up Ekadasi and Dwadasi Vrata, a vow. For 1 year, they took this vow. So that means they observed Ekadasi for 1 year, only breaking Ekadasi fast on every Dwadasi. Okay? So 1 year has passed and everything is coming to an end. So the last day they have invited, on the news they are breaking the last Ekadasi now. They've invited many brahmanas, right? They gave them many cows, 600 million, actually. 600 million excluding their cows. So you do the math. Right? And then prasadam, satisfy all brahmanas, and then he requested permission to take prasadam from all the assembled brahmanas. And then someone gate crash, I checked. One then people can use that word, and I was wondering what that word meant. What that word meant. I went home to find out how it meant uninvited guest. Too much for my vocabulary. But I know, but I am using it because it's not derogatory. Okay. So he gets crashed. That's the official term. Uninvited guest. So, but although an uninvited guest, no, please come in. No? The doctor invited him. He sat on the floor and he said, may I get you some food stuff? May I get you some prasad? Then he said, no, I want to go to the Jamuna first and to do some meditation. Then I'll come back. Is that okay with you? Yeah, okay, okay. Anything okay. So he goes out. So six stop. He's still meditating in the river. And you know, with Dwadasi, there is a window, right? Sometimes a few minutes. Aripo, have you taken your drinks or not? So, dilemma. Two things to do. One is, it will transgress basic etiquette if you do not, if you eat before your guest. The other one is, you will not complete the vow of your Ekadasi Vrata, your vow. So, why is that important? You think, because actually that is a service to Krishna. You are doing that as a service to Krishna, so you want to do it properly, not for anything else, but because you are serving Krishna. So your dilemma, so who? Vedic etiquette or Krishna? Vedic etiquette or Krishna? That's the question. To do this or that. So then he realized, actually there is some backing to the fact that if you take just water to break fast, it's considered eating at the same time non-eating. What do you call? Let's not use that word for this one. We all know what it's called. I think you know what I'm going to say. Water is breaking fast and also at the same time not breaking fast. So, and the Brahmanas concurred with him. Okay, no? So he took water. And Durvasa Muni, being great yogi, right? He's great yogi, you know. Look, he's the only one I know who can go to the sea Narayan. Right? So he's able to see in the television of his heart. He didn't see Krishna in his heart, but he saw, my horse is a Makkal man. My horse has taken food before me. He has, how dare he? Look at his audacity. So he came back furious. He comes. What? You are Vaishnava. He was angry. So angry, I'm going to chastise you. I'm going to chastise you. And then, when's the hair? That's where the power is, remember? We know our astro friend. So, he goes to the hair, plucks, takes out some, hair raising behind, goes down to the floor, and then this demon, fire demon comes out. And he's going to stab, kill Amrish Maharaj. Okay, please take note of these two things. What Amrish Maharaj does, Maharaj, what he did was straight away, he just folded his hands and just remained calm, kept quiet. You know, we've seen our famous drama, Palad Maharaj, doing that. So we know, it can be quite vivid. Can you picture that in your mind, Maharaj Amrish, this time with all ornaments, humbly just standing, okay, if you want to kill me. Because why? He's completely surrendered to the Lord. That means what? Lord's will. If Lord wants me to be killed, then I'll be killed. No problem. You follow what I'm saying? So this is completely surrendered to the Lord. Complete surrender. Right? He's not, he said, but. Say, okay, if I have to be killed, I'll be killed. Because Krishna knows best. If at this moment I'm supposed to be killed, then Krishna has made that decision, so be it. I'll be killed. He accepts. He doesn't protest. No protesting on his part. In this connection, there is a nice song which I would like to sing about surrender. It's from the Vaishnava song book. This is a sales pitch. It's available at the bookstore. So, no, it's not. It's a nice song. It's Manasa Deha Geha. Or at least it starts with Manasa Deha Geha. Not the title of the song. It is from Bhaktivinod Saranagati. Bhaktivinod Thakur's disappearance day called tomorrow, is it? Tomorrow or the day after. Right? So we sing this Bhaktivinod Thakur's song. Manasa Deho Geho Jo Kichu Mora. Manasa Deho Geho Jo Kichu Mora. Arti Lutu Apade Nanda Kishora. Manasa Deho Geho Jo Kichu Mora. Arthilu tuva pade nanda kishora. Sampade vipade jivana marane.
Sampade vipade jivana marane.
Rai mama gela tuva upada barane. Stop. Manasa Deho Geho Jo Kichu Mora. Mind, Manasa, Deho and Geho. Mind, body and family, Geho. Everything, whatever is mine, my family, whatever is my wife, it's your property. My children, your property. My assets, your property. Nothing belongs to me. Whose property? Krishna's property. So one who's fully surrendered, nothing is his. Whatever I seem to have belongs to him. I'm speaking for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, not me. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, so this is Sharanagati. Whatever belongs to me, not mine. I'm surrendered to your lotus feet. Sampade vipade jivana marane. In good fortune or in bad. Jivane or marane. Marane, death or jivane, whether I'm living. Whether in good fortune, sampade or vipade. Ada do it. Right? So, all my difficulties have disappeared by choosing those feet of yours. All I want is your lotus feet. Marobi Rakobi. You can slay me or protect me. This is what Ambarish Maharaj is doing. Up to you. I'm at your disposal. Marobi Rakobi Jo Icha Tohara. Your wish, Icha. Your Icha. Your wish. Your wish, I'm talking about Narayan. Your wish. You are the master of this eternal service. Nitya Dasa Prati Tuva Adhikara. So you have the right. Okay, let's continue. Janma Obi Moe Icha Jari Tora. Bhakta Vriye Jani Janma. Your will, if it is your Icha, Janma Moe Icha Jari Tora. If you desire that I'll be born again, then I've got no desire. I have no desire to be born as Brahma. But I have that desire that I do not want to be born averse to you. I do not want to be like a Hiranyakasipu. Actually, we are all Hiranyakasipu. As long as we are Bahirmukhas, our face not towards Krishna, we are Bahirmukhas. Small, little, puny Hiranyakasipu. Aren't we? You know, attached to bed and soft beds and what's the other one? Gold, yes. Aren't we? Soft bits and gold. You mean Hiranyakasipu. So, then he says,
Kita janma hao jata tu vadato. Bahir muka brahma janme nariyasa. Bahir muka brahma janme nariyasa.
So in the previous verse, I was wrong. Actually he said that if I'm supposed to be born again, let it be in the home of your devotee. This is the devotee's mood. Then and he says, even if it has to be, even if I have to be born as a worm, as so long, my condition is that, so long as I remain your devotee. That is the only condition, that's the only thing he's asking, that I want to remain your devotee. That's when he says, I have no desire to be born as Brahma or Bahir Mukha, averse to you.
Bhukti Mukti Pruhabini. No, bhukti mukti pruha vihina je bhakta. Bhukti mukti pruha vihina je bhakta. Nagai te kako sangha anurakta. Janak janani daite tanaya. Prabhu Guru Pati Subhu Sarvamaya. Prabhu Guru Pati Subhu
I yearn for the company of that devotee who is completely devoid of all desire for worldly enjoyment or liberation. So this is what we were speaking about earlier. Sushru Shuddhi. We want to hear, we want to take association of such devotees, the Bhakta Bhagavat. That's his other desire. That's what we want to desire. Then, father, Janaka, Janani, Daita, Tanaya, that means Sutta Mitra Ramani Vachinta. Son, daughter, followers. Father, mother, wife, husband, everybody, all of these, all in one. We have no photocopiers, all in one. So we want Krishna to be all in one. All these relationships, I want to see them in you. You are my father, you are my husband, you are my child, everything in you. So, father, mother, you are everything to me. So again, this is the pure devotee's mood, right? Amrish Maharaj's mood. Everything belongs to the Supreme Lord, nothing belongs to him. Finally,
Bhakti Vinoda Kohe Suno Kano.
O Krishna, O Kana, please hear me, O Lord, O Radhana, O Lord of Radha, you are my life and soul. So this is a nice song. You know, we may not, it's not that we have this mood, But this is the mood of the pure devotee. This is something, you know, we can put at a very high pedestal. You know, it's not something you rationalize and say, oh, just write off, no way, man. No, but it's something that actually we want and accept, or now I do not have it. That's the minimum we can do. Not just write it off, rationalize, oh, then who's going to take care of my family, man? No. Be inspired that there are such devotees who are completely convinced. Right? Yesterday was Srivas Pandit appeared and said, what did he do? When Mahaprabhu tested him, Mahaprabhu asked, hey, Srivas Pandit, you are Grihastha. But I see you are not going to do any work, you know. You do not have a business, neither are you gainfully employed. What's this? To this, what did Srivas Pandit do? He clapped three times. Prem Purushottam Sachinandan Godhari asked, what is the meaning of your clap? Or your three claps? Then he said, if food doesn't come on the first day, then my family and I will go fast. Second day, if food doesn't come, we'll fast again. Fast and maybe take some tulsi patra and some water. Right? First day also. Third day, food still doesn't come, again fast. Right? Fourth day, my family and I will go to left, right to the Ganga, and all will fall into the Ganga and finish our life. But he says this won't happen. Because you say, you mean Krishna. Krishna said what? What's that? Krishna said, Kaunteya prati janihi name bhaktya pranashyati. My declare with drum, doom, 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 doom. My devotees will never perish. So Mahaprabhu was very happy hearing this. I'm not saying all of us leave our jobs. No, we are not convinced. So please, for heaven's sake, don't do it. don't be a monkey renunciate. No, that's not all I'm trying to say. I'm just saying appreciate Srivas Pandit. That's all I'm saying. Don't rationalize and say, hey, then who's going to take care of my family, man? No, that's not. No, don't go. No, that's why we aspire for that. Admit I'm not there. You understand? So, it is not that you do not do anything. What is Srivas Pandit doing? 24 hours he was engaged in doing preaching of Harinam. Hey, he's engaged in Krishna's seva. He's not a lazy man. Krishna consciousness is not asking you to just give up something and become sit inside and chant Hare Krishna. No, you cannot. You do not have the adhikar. You do not have that right. You do not have that quality, at least as yet. So you have to do something for Krishna. That means it's not a place for lazy men. It's not a place for lazy men. You have to go out, beg, get insulted, get insulted by people, go from door to door, beg, and get insulted. Tell them about Krishna and say, what Krishna, get out you, just another one, coming to preach. Nothing better to do, is it? So then you become humble. So it's not for lazy men. So they were doing this, they were going around, please chant. Nityananda would roll, don't chant, if they don't chant, they roll, he rolls on the floor, on the mat and looks like a mountain of gold. So Mahaprabhu was very happy with his answer. Why? Because he's completely surrendered. Completely surrendered means he knows for a fact, whatever it is, Krishna will protect me. We do not have that faith. So don't be embarrassed. I do not have that faith either. Don't be embarrassed, but just aspire for it. That's not a thing. Aspire, don't write it off. Don't have that mentality to rationalize, hey, that's not for me, you know. No. The great devotees have done it. We want to be inspired by them, and we can talk, by talking about them, we get their mercy. That's what this movement is all about, getting their mercy. That we want. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, so yes, I'm talking about this fully surrendered thing. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur song is about fully surrendered. Yes. So coming back to the story, you know, he was. So he was. I'll go fast. I know I've finished. Yes, he was about to kill. So as he was about to kill, what happened? Stage right, chakra comes in. From Mahavishnu's Sudarshan chakra comes in. Right? And he finishes just before Amrish Maharaj was about to be slain. Who gets slain? The fire demon gets slain. Right? And then, just like a missile honing in on the next target, Durvasa Muni next. Then Durvasa, just see the expression on his eyes. Then, okay, compare this with what our great devotee Amrish Maharaj did. He stayed put. This is very significant, you know. He stayed put. If I have to die, I die now. If that's what Krishna wants, I gladly accept. But Durvasa Muni, great yogi, what happened to him? Everywhere, no, just like road runner running everywhere. You know, television life, I mean, comical, but you know, he's running everywhere, you know, to all the four corners of the world, ding, and running everywhere. Then, okay, cannot, still, non-stop, coming. So he goes to Brahma Loka, seeks Brahma's help, and say, okay. But guess what? You know, I'm also not independent. I'm also dependent on Vishnu. So, I cannot help. And he also said, actually Vishnu also cannot, Lord Shiva also cannot help. He said that. Yet, Durvasa went to Shiva. I mean, that's another thing I picked up. Why, you know, Brahma already said cannot, Shiva also cannot help, you know. But after that he went to Lord Shiva, can you help? Then he said, I also cannot help. So, you may, you know, Lord Vishnu, he's independent. No, he's our source. Krishna says intend to, right? Even the demigod, he's the source of the demigod. Right? Even they don't understand me. So that's when he comes to this text. That's when he crosses over no boundary travel line into Vaikuntha and sees Narayan. There he falls at Narayan's feet. That's when Sudarshan Chakra took take a break for a while. Antakati, you know. Because now there's going to be a sambada, there's going to be a conversation between these two personalities. I mean, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the greatest Muni. So he said, no, you please, you know, if you want, you can do anything. If you want, you can, what cannot, what is impossible, you can make possible. If I want to kill Brother Hari now, right, so easy. All I need is this, and his head is finished. But, if the Supreme Personality of Godhead doesn't sanctionate this thing, I'll be able to do it. Although, every one of you thinks it is not a problem unless you know karate or something like that. Am I right? Right? Is there anything that he cannot do? The most impossible of tasks he can do just by Ichcha Shakti. Just by, yes, I want it, and it gets happened. Not, you know, we see, you know, those mafias. No, not donate, he's gone. Or it won't happen. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu, no, all sorts of stunts cannot be killed. He will get killed. No way. So he's saying, you know, so you can do everything. So please, you please help us. And Krishna also says, right, in the Bhagavad Gita, the buck stops here. He says what? Mata parataram nanya kinchi rasti dananjaya. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna. There is no truth superior to me. Right? So which means he should be able to. Am I right? He should be able to. No truth superior to him. So that means he should be able to help Durvasa out. So what did he say? Sorry, I get excited in this one. He says, well, sorry, yeah. If, may I have permission? I will stop. Okay. I will stop, huh? You have? I have? I don't know this verse, but I don't know. Aham bhakta paradhino yasvan tantra ivadija sadhu bir grasta hridayo bhakti bhakta janapriyaha. What did he say? The Supreme Personality of God has said, don't look at me like that. Said to the Brahmana, I am completely under the control of my devotees. What happened? I thought he's supreme. What happened here? I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I'm not at all independent. What happened to 7-7? What happened to 7-7? Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the course of their heart. What to speak of my devotees? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. So the next few verses, suddenly, you know, the story was actually very summarized. So when it comes to this about devotees, suddenly the story becomes like a few episodes, goes on for a few verses. So I'll just summarize. I've been 15. I'll finish definitely. Actually, I can stop. I can. He says, in the next verse, he says, without saintly persons for whom I'm the only destination, for them, their only for the pure devotees, for the devotees, their only destination is Krishna, you know. He says, I do not desire to enjoy my transcendental bliss and my supreme opulence without this saintly person. Glorification of devotees. Then, since pure devotees give up their homes, wives, children, relatives, riches, and even their life simply to serve me without any desire for material improvement in their life or in their next, how can I give up such devotees at any time? You see, we think we love Krishna. What about Krishna's love for his pure devotees? Inconceivable. But very sweet. And how do they get Krishna around their fingers? Not that we want to, huh? As chaste women bring their gentle husbands under control by service, the pure devotees who are equal to everyone and completely attached to me in the core of their heart bring me under their control. That's the ability of the pure devotees. They can do that. Okay. Then he says again, the pure devotee is always within the core of my heart. Says again, in 63 he says now, in 68 he says again, sadaro hridayam mahyam sadunam hridayam swaham mat anyat te na jananti na aham tebhyo managati. The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me. Aww. And I do not know anyone else but them. By glorifying such devotees, it's not that we are them, but we can get their mercy. Now that's the point I'm trying to make. You know? So Prabhupada writes in that purport, it is to be understood that Durvasa Muni wanted to give pain to the heart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because why? Krishna is in the heart of the pure devotees. Right? And Durvasa Muni was about to kill. So that was giving pain to Krishna. The Lord's feelings are like those of a father who feels pain when his child is in pain. Therefore, offenses at the lotus feet of a devotee are serious. So we'll not go into this offense bit, you know? We'll not. So we should not offend devotees. We should not offend such devotees as precious Bhakta Bhagavat. Okay. So he glorified Narayan. Lord Narayana glorified his Ambarish and also all the pure devotees. Then he gave a suggestion. So what you should do is immediately go. Only way is immediately go and fall at, ask Ambarish Maharaj, whom you have offended. He's very dear to me. If he forgives you, then you'll be okay. So he goes. So he comes down. So here's another thing to take note, a very interesting. You're falling asleep. Sleeping. Okay? Yes, he comes down and he pays obeisances, he touches the feet of Ambarish Maharaj. And then, again, Ambarish Maharaj feels very embarrassed. Not only that, he didn't stop there. He started glorifying Ambarish Maharaj. What's he doing? Too embarrassed he felt. Not, carry on. No, that's us. Yeah, I am. That's us. Even, we may not say it, but yes, I am. Right? So he stopped and started offering prayers to Sudarshan Chakra. So he glorified Sudarshan Chakra, and at the end, he said, you know, if there are all those pious activities that we have done, all those services to Lord that we have done, whatever piety that we have accumulated, not only I, my whole Vamsa, you know, my whole family have accumulated, can I do a swap or can I do an exchange? That means, can I use it to buy an excuse for this person? So this is another mind-blowing thing for Durvasa Muni. Follow what I'm saying. See, he offended me, and then when it comes to beg forgiveness, I feel so, I feel disgusted at myself, and then, you know, I see him in distress, and I cannot take it, so I'm praying to the Sudarshan Chakra who wants to kill him, I'm praying to him, please, you know, spare him, you know, whatever credit I have, you know, please apply to him. So Sudarshan Chakra was happy with this glorification. At least so the story goes. So then Sudarshan Chakra stopped, no more chasing, and then Durvasa Muni felt released off. Then he started glorifying Durvasa Muni, Durvasa Muni started glorifying Ambarish Maharaj. So you see, this is the difference. Then Durvasa Muni also like taken aback. Right? This is the first quarter. I mean, this is something I got. No, your ever well wisher. Prabhupada says your ever well wisher. Right? He signs off every time your ever well wisher. The book also, your ever well wisher. See, no matter what you do to him, he still wants to help you out, or help us out. Your ever well wisher. So that's the sadhu. They are ever well wishers. They only want our well being. Right? So this is what happened now. So and then, you know, he has been waiting for so long. At least only for a short while, right? But because, you know, spiritual world, material world, different spiritual planets, so actually one year has passed. So all this 1 year he was again just drinking water, you know, wow, there is water. So he was still waiting, you know, still the whole still waiting. So finally, okay, he took prasad. Then he asked permission, he also took the time. So this is what happened. So this is why. And that's when Durvasa Muni admitted, you know, he realized the how magnificent bhaktas are. You could realize how magnificent bhaktas are, and this is the purport to 647. Huh? Which is what? Yoginam api sarvesham mat mat. Just say louder, louder, bro. I cannot recite it. Say louder. Mat gati. So what he's saying is, of all yogis, that yogi who constantly meditates upon me is the topmost. You understand? Yeah. So this is what I wanted to share. Hare Krishna. Krandraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. So, you close, huh? You close, huh? Thank you very much. Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Jai Kamaveta Bhaktavanda Ki Jai. Shla Gurudev Ki Jai. Shudrupaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Anta Bhukti Vaishnava Ki Jai.